The Baltimore Ravens today defended their handling of the domestic violence case against running back Ray Rice. Owner Steve Bisciotti denied reports that he pressed the National Football League to be lenient with Rice. Rice's case is one of a series of scandals plaguing the NFL, prompting widespread criticism. According to the league, women make up 45% of its fan base. And as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, women are not reacting with one voice.
Judging by a recent NBC poll, the scandals are not keeping most fans from the game. At a Washington, D.C. sports bar, Atlanta native Tara Bell says she's still cheering her beloved Falcons.
I grew up watching the games. I've always been a diehard fan.
Bell agrees the players should be disciplined, but
I kind of look at it as, okay, they're a human, they make a mistake, but I would still support my team. Even if there was somebody on the Falcons, I would probably still support them. I do believe that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Others have been quicker to judge, at least when it comes to the league itself. Take the past week's persistent allegations that the NFL covered up a video of Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice knocking his then-fiancée out cold in an elevator.
Hi, everyone. Baltimore Ravens player
comedian
Ray
Megan
Rice
McKay scored a YouTube hit with this searingly sarcastic video she calls a Ray Rice-inspired makeup tutorial.
So the first step, as always, is foundation. And I'm using a new shade that I just bought called the NFL. I really like this color because it'll cover up anything just to save face.
For some women, that kind of cynicism has been building for years.
Well, I first got disillusioned with football after I graduated from Notre Dame.
Erin Ryan is a news editor at Jezebel, a pop culture website for women, and she's a lifelong football fan. But in 2010, a student accused a Notre Dame football player of sexual assault after the player's friend sent text messages warning her not to mess with Notre Dame football. The woman killed herself. Ryan decided to boycott Notre Dame games. Then she started noticing regular assault allegations against NFL players. The most recent scandals?
It just reaffirmed everything that this gnawing sensation had told me. This idea that the league doesn't really care about its fans, it doesn't care about its players, it just cares about making money.
Ryan can't remember the last regular season NFL game she saw. She recently wrote a column for Jezebel with the headline, "If you care about women and still support the NFL, you are a hypocrite." For some African Americans, though, demonizing the league is not easy.
We don't want to demonize these men, whether they're black or white, because they have issues themselves. Let us help our sons.
Reverend Marcia Dyson is a victim of domestic violence and part of the Black Women's Roundtable. The group said it was outraged that all four domestic violence experts the NFL called on for help are white, even though two-thirds of the league's own players are black. Dyson says the NFL's now agreed to meet with the roundtable. She wants them to understand many young players come from broken homes, violent neighborhoods.
But you come with a lot of issues that you have not been able to address with the immediate gratification and the power that your league now gives you as a star.
Instead of banning players, Dyson wants the league to help them. And her empathy extends to NFL Commissioner Goodell.
I'd rather see him stay and become a better person because of this, honestly.
That way, she says, we just might see a real transformation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.